I studied the next 2 minutes over and over. During them, a dozen people died, all of them deceivers. Tide managed to get his arm broken. Uncle Doge chased survivors into the hall. It did not happen the way I'd been told, but it was close enough, to that point. But afterward, no bad guys got in behind Doge and murdered Sara. Sara was in bad shape, but she was alive. When Doge returned from the chase, Mother Goda suggested she be given something to calm her down. Uncle Doge agreed. In minutes, Sara was out, in the bed where I would see her shortly. I had to go away for a while. I would be arriving any minute. I came back when I knew I would be out cold, having drunk something offered me by Uncle Doge while I lay down with my beloved. I watched them take Sari and Totan away. Uncle Doge, Taide, and various relatives, as Mother Goda would tell me after I awakened, carrying their bodies off for proper funerals at home. I managed a fair amount of anger out there, despite the emotion-deadening environment. I followed the party off to Yuengbao Land. There were other bodies, too. The Strangler raid had taken the lives of several Yuengbao bodyguards. Surprise, surprise. Sari came back to life before the party ever cleared the city. She acted just about the same as I had on awakening and finding her gone. "What's happening?" she demanded. "Why are we here?" She directed her questions to Uncle Doge, but Doge did not respond, except to make a gesture toward Taide, who was distracted by the pain of his broken arm. Taide mumbled, "We are taking you home, Sari. There is no longer any reason for you to remain in this evil city."
"What? You can't do this! Take me back to Mergen!"
Taide stared down at the cobblestones.
"Mergen is dead, Sari. The Tuga killed him."
"No!"
"I'm sorry, Sara," Uncle Doge said. "Many Tuga paid with their lives, but it was a price they were willing to pay. Many of our people died too, and where they failed or they were not present, many of the others perished as well." The word he used as others was Nguengbao for anyone who wasn't Nguengbao.
"He can't be dead,"
Sari cried. She for sure had the wail of grief down pat.
"He can't die without seeing his child."
Uncle Doge stopped dead in his tracks, as numb as a pole-axed steer. Taide stared at his sister and began making a whimpering sound. Since I was getting used to Yuengbao ways, I assumed he was distraught because it would be impossible for him to marry off a sister who carried the child of an outsider. Uncle Doge muttered,
"I am beginning to believe your mother is wiser than we thought, Taide. She blamed all this on Hong Tre. Now it begins to look like your grandmother was entirely too clever, or we just misunderstood. Her prophecy may have included Mergen only indirectly. It might be about the child Sara is carrying."
I understood that the woman in the swamp, twice seen already, must be Sari herself.
"There will be no place for Sara then," Taide said, pain obvious. "If she bears an outsider's bastard..."
"Take me back," Sara said.
"If you won't let me be, I will be Nguengbao no longer. I will go to my husband's people. There will be a place for me with the Black Company."
This was social heresy of an order so high that both Taide and Uncle Doge were stricken speechless. I don't believe